Now this is a dictation for Jan Kniffen, K-N-I-F-F-E-N, August 752. Address as a letter, Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reitman, follow up for Mr. Kniffen, who has a history of renal failure secondary to obstructed uropathy, last visit in April, comes and company with wife, no hospital admission, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, treated for urinary tract infection. He keeps doing self-catheterization 4-6 times a day, new catheter, do not reuse, stable edema, no chest pain palpitation or syncope, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no smoking, no sleep apnea, review system negative, medication list review, I will highlight the Norvasc, blood pressure here, 130 over 70 right-sided, obesity, weight 256, no respiratory distress, no rhalwisses, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, stable 1 plus edema bilateral, no cellulitis, normal speech, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 2.2, which is baseline, GFR 30. GFR has been in the upper 20s, lower 30s, stage 3 and 4. Metabolic acidosis 21, a normal sodium, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, albumin, malanemia 13.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructed uropathy from enlargement of the prostate, urinary catheterizations. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection. Next number, CKD is stage 3-4, stable over time. No indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, blood pressure is stable, well controlled. Next number, obesity. Next number, anemia, does not require EPO treatment. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis, does not require bicarbonate. Next number, other chemistry is stable. Continue follow-up, come back in 6 months.